Hi, everybody. Check one. Let me refresh this. All right, guys, how are you? I know yesterday's stream was a little choppy. I think part of it is the temperature being outside. It's not as cold today. But just to let you know, at unauthorized.tv, there will always be the ungrabbled streams because I record all these and stream them. So the recordings will go to unauthorized, just to let you guys know. But it's so far so good. It looks pretty good. All right, today is called The Bike Thief and Enjoying the Script. We have one of the bears has created a short film that has been accepted into the Tribeca Film Festival. You guys are, it's very artistic. It's a prequel to the original film, The Bike Thief. This film, restored and remastered, The Bicycle Thief. It's a masterpiece, a powerful experiment or experience. And as you can see, it's an old-timey movie, and you have these two bike owners sitting on the curb after their first encounter with a bike thief. And it's a powerful movie. But one of the bears made by Jim Bob took it into his hands to set up the prequel to this fantastic movie. And made by Jim Bob's newest film has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. George Lucas said it's so good he debated killing himself. Steven Spielberg has been flogging himself all morning because he didn't think of it. But because everybody loves the film The Bicycle Thief, it's heart-wrenching and heartwarming. But no one knew how the bike was stolen. And so made by Jim Bob with courage and tolerance and compassion and just brevity, levity, all kinds of ivities, he tackled the character development of, you know, an underrepresented minority in Hollywood. As we all know, bike thieves are not cast in Hollywood movies very often. Typically, the Hollywood film casts only grabbers attempting to look like bike owners. And so made by Jim Bob has done what Hollywood always claims to do, which is expanding, expounding, and diving head-on into the complicated character that is an African-American for once. You know, all of the characters that we were raised on were typically small-headed Jewish gentlemen attempting to portray themselves as Caucasians. And of course, the African-American community is left out again, but not anymore. Made by Jim Bob has made the prequel to The Bicycle Thief, and it's called The Bike Thief. It's a very passionate film, and I'm just glad that all the great men and women at the Tribeca Film Festival and, you know, Robert De Niro himself said that this is the greatest film he's ever seen, and that's including The Godfather. Here it is. The Bike Thief. So tragic. So hopeless. The bike thief walks through the rain, just looking for purpose. "Say what?" he says. Brand new bike being driven by a bike owner. But the bike thief is not fast enough. He searches for purpose in the rain-soaked streets. "Say what? Is it a bike? Is it a bike to steal? Free bike? Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. How am I supposed to steal a free bike?" he says. And he walks through the rain-soaked streets until he sees a little boy on a tricycle. He thinks about it. Am I willing to do this? Hell yeah! Say what? Boy! And he rides off into the sunset. The Bike Thief, produced by, made by Jim Bob, unauthorized.tv, an Owen Benjamin creation. And so, this movie, and was about the boy after his bike was stolen by the young African-American. Before the bike was invented, was there a problem with chariot theft? Yeah, and horse thieving. But a horse thief is typically an American Indian. Here's a quick American Indian joke for you that Ryan just told me. What do you call, ladies and gentlemen, cover the children's ears for a second. And I'm not crying, you're crying. Exactly, Nuclear Power Bear. That's brilliant. Yeah, we're going to watch it again, obviously. How am I supposed to steal a free bike? Priceless. Right. So, what do you call an American Indian after getting a BJ? A blown engine. All right, so that was originally, let me just show you how this one was done. All right, so this is what, someone asked me to play this on the piano the other day, and so this is what we came up with.
Hymno PV. So beautiful. It's like a rainy day, sitting on a porch. It's so pretty. It's just, you can just see the rain falling. I just picture a bike thief walking in the rain, but there's no bikes to steal.
Yeah, maybe we can do it. Maybe we can match this up. I don't know if it's going to match up, but again. Whoops. Let me see if this. I doubt it'll match up, but it'll match up enough. Again.
So pretty. It's just, you can just see the rain falling. I just picture a bike thief walking in the rain, but there's no bikes to steal. You know, he's just like walking through the streets looking for, and every bike has a lock on it. He's like, and then he sees another bike. He's like, and then he runs up to the bike and it's like, because there's another lock. And then he sees a guy riding a bike and he's just chasing after the guy, but he can't catch the guy. So he's just walking in the rain. And then finally, he sees a sign that says free bike and he doesn't even want it. And he looks at the free bike and he's like, because he's like, but I need to steal it.
All right, so here's the.
It's not even about a bike, like about getting a bike for these people. He's just like,
yeah, where's
it? Yeah, but it's like the bolt cutters down on his face, and then he's just like, he just sees another bike thief driving a bike by, holding bike cutters. He's like,
yeah.
And then he finally just kicks Joe Rogan off his scooter and steals it. And Joe Rogan then just shits his little pants. The end. And Joe Rogan's now in a puddle, crying like a baby.
All right, so that was a pure... I'm on the floor? Yeah, yeah. So that has been accepted at the Tribeca Film Festival. They say it will be Scene is the greatest movie ever made. Free bike. Life is a lie. It is better to give a bike than to take a bike. Toe Rogan. Yeah, this is why reparations wouldn't work. It's got, like, if you even think that reparations or slavery or any of those fairy tales has any resemblance of reality, like, you may be in the wrong saloon. We're all slaves to the corporate corporate United States. And it's fine. Don't spiral. Be in the world, but not of it. Like, if you look up in Black's legal definition what person means, it's a corporate entity that was created when you were birthed with your birth certificate. And that's the entity that they can jam needles into and cut part of your dick off and everything, because it's a corporate entity. It's considered dead. So that's why when I tell people, as an intellectual exercise, know that you are a living being that was given life from God, and don't fight these people head on. You can survive because it actually works. Unlike the sovereign citizen people, they're like, sovereign citizen, I'm gonna tell the cop that I'm a traveler. Have fun. I'm telling you, the way out of all this nonsense is to know that you were created by God when the sperm and the egg met, and you're a human being, not a person. A person is a legal fiction. So when you know that, that's the whole battle. So it's like, once you know that, you can then say, no, we don't want vaccines. It's actually, there's no evidence they work, and the companies aren't allowed to be sued. They have no liability. They have no legal reason whatsoever to even make something that isn't poison. There's mercury and aluminum in them, and it's basically just a giant scam. And I don't want to put that into my body or my kids' body. They say, but you must. And then the courage and the will to say, but I'm a living being. And then they go, okay. And then they just move on. There's no pressure. If you like try and do all this stuff where you're like, I refuse to get a driver's license. If it's in capital letters, that's not me. Okay, have fun in jail. And half these people that are like, oh, and Benjamin's a cuck. He says to pay your taxes. I'm like, are you commenting from a prison cell? No? Then you're a liar. And I'm not a hypocrite. Any company that has zero accountability is one I won't take chances with. Right. And if they work, good for you. There's zero evidence that vaccines work at all. Not even in dogs. Purdue did a study that unvaccinated dogs lived longer lives. But because the pharmaceutical companies won't do tests with their vaccines because they say it's immoral to not give kids vaccines. Okay. Check out the Tuskegee experiment. These are not moral people. They know that not only does it not prevent disease, it weakens the immune system and is not very good for your kid. I personally know a woman whose baby died from vaccines. And you won't hear about it on the news. And, Ben Shapiro will tell everybody, oh, you need to vaccinate. No, you don't. And you don't need to force other people not to. Just the power that comes from knowing you were created in love from God is unbelievable, because then the things don't seem scary. You just say, none for us. Thank you, though. And that's it. And it's over. My kids got vaccinated the first round when they were first born, and never again. And our next kid won't be vaccinated. And they're fine. It's not like a death sentence. It just isn't healthy. I don't know what it's comparable to as far as nefariousness, because some of the anti-vax people, and I understand why, some of them have autistic kids from it and stuff like that, or paralyzed kids, and they think that it's probably this giant nefarious thing. I compare it to school lunches, where it's like being forced to eat really unhealthy food. And my parents would always send me to school with, organic food. And you can totally do that. And just say, no, I don't want. And it's a similar level of health risk, I think, where if you're forced to eat like really toxic food, you have a higher risk of all this stuff. But, you know, once you figure it out, you're good. Like, once you, my kids got vaccinated, so I cringe at the subject. Don't. If they're fine, they're fine. My kids got vaccinated. Totally. I took a flu shot once, not that long ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I have a theory that that was one of the reasons I gained weight. Because I was, for a lot of you guys that have followed me for a while, I was always in really good shape for years, you know? And then they told me to take a flu shot because Amy was pregnant and I didn't want to get the flu. And it was that moment that I started putting on some weight. But I've been losing weight since going back to like green smoothies and just meat, like meat that isn't cooked very much. I'm 34. When I was 12, somehow there was a rumor going around that vaccines were a form of mind control. How doesn't that get passed around in 97? Well, the thing that makes you know vaccines are absurd is now they're acting like the flu is going to kill you. No. When they're like, another death from the flu. 103-year-old Agnes Robinson was stricken by the flu and now she's dead. And then her 80-year-old son is like, I don't know what killed mother. She was bedridden for years, but the flu finally got her. Do I get my money now? Do I get my precious money? Don't be fearful of... don't be fearful of anyone but God. Yeah, look into all the kids who got hurt permanent from the swine flu vaccine. Yeah, it's really bad. Like, all the polio is being given to people by the vaccine, not by anything else. Because it was the same thing with the civil rights movement, where right as the blacks started making more money after World War II and then the 50s, they saw the curve coming, and then that's when they were like, I have a dream today that little black boys and little white girls are holding hands today. And so they violated the Constitution to force people to have to be around bike thieves. And then they claimed that that's why black people got money, and it isn't. They were already making money after World War II. And they did the same thing with polio and all these illnesses. It was just because people lived cleaner lives. It was sanitation. It was, they stopped spraying public pools with DDT. Polio, right. And that's why when people say, how come they won't, they solved polio and they haven't cured a disease in 70 years. They didn't cure polio. Polio isn't a real disease. It's a construct. Little black boys will cut themselves and chop their pee-pee off with little white girls today. I have a dream. I've been to the mountaintop, and I look over, and I've seen the promised land. Will little black boys steal the bikes of the little white girls today? I have a dream. Say no, or I gave at the office every time. I have bad stories. Say no, or I gave. Introduce drugs in the bike community. You can reverse the effects of vaccines. Dude, you can reverse the effects of everything. Do you know how, like, this isn't going to a buzzkill talk. There's, and you have to, like, really research this stuff. And by the way, your doctor doesn't know. The nurse, the nice, helpful nurse, doesn't know. The pharmaceutical reps don't know. Like, people like us, like me and Dave Weiss and a lot of people in this chat, have done more research than the people in the fields. There's people that are all about certain wars that don't know what they're really for because they have never been motivated to look into it. Like, I know more about the law than a lot of lawyers at this point. A lot of lawyers have no idea that the Bar Association is out of England, that our entire justice system is approved of by a little office in the city of London that is controlled exclusively by the Rothschild family and the crown. That's where the bar is. That's the Bar Association. They don't even know. They don't even have any idea, but that's fine. They don't know what person means. They don't know person is a legal fiction because they've never looked into it, but it's right there. It's right in their legal books. Mercury and aluminum and vaccines is scary. Yeah, but it's scary if you're a fag, you know, and then when you realize that you're not a sodomite, you kind of get past it. I got shingles from the chicken pox. Like everyone who has had chicken pox, there's no way in hell I would take a vaccine. No, it makes you stronger not to. So anyway, what I was going to say is when you research real healing and real nutrition and real medicine, and a lot of old doctors know all this stuff. Like, even in New York City and stuff, you have a doctor over at 75, they'll tell you this stuff. They're based. And I think a lot of doctors these days will grow into that with time and patterns, and once they don't need money anymore. The way that they make doctors complicit is they put them in $300,000 in debt. They flood their mind with too much information that's nonsense, and then they create an entire society and community with carrots and sticks that go down these roads. It's not that you have an evil doctor. I got chickenpox twice, seriously, true story. Only you, Coddington Bear, you part Injun. My sister-in-law is an ER doctor and she drinks diet soda. Right, they don't know. There's a lot of comedians out there that have no idea what's happening in the comedy world. They're just trying to get on Netflix. They don't know who runs Netflix. There's no lie in nature, exactly. There was this woman I was just listening to a podcast about that she had, what was the ice bucket challenge for? It was like some real wretched disease. The ice bucket challenge was to humiliate people and show them what it was like to be, have some disease. Oh, wait, I know there's a, my son was cured of autism by a homeopath. Yeah, I'm telling you right now how to cure stuff. I hunted with a pharmacist that was anti-vax. I know a lot of pharmacists that are anti-vax now. You just don't ever hear from them. And you turn on the TV and it's like, the flu strikes again. 109-year-old Betsy Sanders was killed violently by the flu. Yeah, ALS. So this woman had ALS. She was diagnosed with ALS when she was like 20. And she was like, and they were trying to give her all these drugs and she was like, no. And she goes to this doctor who's like 90, right in the middle of Manhattan. And he was from Germany. The Germans were right about a lot. And I got more to talk about today, by the way. I'm just going to finish this thought. So she goes there and the doctor says, I'll cure you. You know, real matter of fact, she's like, I don't have any money. He's like, I'm 90. I don't need money. Just pay it forward one day. And he goes, no more grain. Grain is poison. And he goes, as much vegetable as you possibly can. And I think they said meat. I know meat isn't poison. But basically no grain, no bread, no sugar. And to do enemas. And to do hot and cold, like saunas and cold showers and stuff. Within 2 years, no more ALS. Completely cured. Well, if that was true, then why wouldn't they tell me on the news? Because the news budgets and a lot of that stuff is paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. Got the flu shot 3 years in a row, got sick 3 times. Yeah, I know. It's not the horror that they make it seem like. And I know that sounds bad to some of you guys out there that I know have kids with vaccine injuries and stuff. So I'm not trying to sound insensitive, but like, I do compare it to like eating like really unhealthy food. Like, you can get past it. You know, I have zero guilt for vaccinating my kids. Like, my next kid will be C-section because it would be unsafe for my wife's life if he or she wasn't, because she's had 2. I'm thinking it's because of our size difference. I don't know. I don't have any guilt about it. I'm trying to do the best I can for all this. Notice the commercials on TV, they're all pharma ads. Right, and guess what? Those ads are for doctors, not just you guys. Is grain bad because of the Monsanto poison? I don't know. I'm telling you what I heard on this podcast. I still eat some bread. I still like toast. But the main thing is to continuously pump. Don't listen to people that say greens are poison. That's retarded. Get a blender. Basic blender. You know, Crow is all about this like $2,000 juicer. I think if you spend $2,000 on a juicer, you may be retarded. But I love Crow to death, so I don't, you know. But I recommend you just get like one of these Ninja ones at like Target. They're like $100, but you can make soup, all kinds of stuff. This is what I've been doing lately, and I can tell my nails are growing stronger. My hair is getting thicker. I'm losing weight. I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. I love grains and bread, though. Dang. If you have ALS, if you don't have ALS, you can handle some grains. It's like alcohol is poison. If you don't have ALS, you can have some booze. But, yeah, fasting resets the immune system. Yeah, so this is what you do. You crank, I'm talking kale, mustard greens, spinach, romaine, cucumber, carrots, beets, walnuts, avocado, almond, a couple apricot seeds, you know, just whatever you can think of, just and then just go, 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 go. You know, it's not going to taste great because then just do it what like water with it or coconut water. And just every morning drink like 3 pint glasses of that. And then I usually have, I eat after my stream, I usually have a lot of eggs, some goat cheese, some maybe some bacon. Juicing then freezing allows you to keep your perishables and make them last longer. Yeah, nothing in this world is free except vaccines. Hilarious. Yeah, vaccines are horrible. And I don't want to bicker with anybody. It's not that big a deal. If you've had to take vaccines for being in the military, being a nurse or whatever, it's almost like someone forces you to smoke a pack of cigarettes. But the problem with them is people thinking that the government has a right to inject stuff into your body, which they don't. Yeah, beef is good. But, you know, grass-fed, local beef. Pure celery juice in the AM has helped me a lot. Yeah, it's great. Monsanto plus GMO, don't eat it. Right. But GMO greens are better for you than processed bread. The real problem with GMO greens is they can make the plants infertile and a little retarded. But the big problem is how it destroys the farmer's way of making a living and the potential for some real problems in the future. But if it's a decision between a frozen pizza with all these chemicals in it or just like non-organic veggies. All right. Is a juicer better or worse than a blender? Go blender. You want to get all of it. You don't want to just get the juice from it. I'll juice ginger. CVS gives 20% if you take a vaccine. Right. Don't. As soon as you see that, don't do it. BB, is coffee good or bad? Good. In my opinion, some people say it's horrible. I've had a great... Coffee is actually an anti, it fights cancer. If it's good, nothing with chemicals in it. I'm talking really high quality coffee. You know, don't pound it. Don't jack up your adrenal glands. But venison jerky all year. Yeah, big time. Oh, and I just, let me read this and then I got some funny stuff to show you guys. I really do have a lot of funny stuff today. I was going to not do a stream on Sunday, but it was like, we had the bike thief video. 1 year on steroids, not much different. 2 weeks back on full fat milk, all wounds healed. Yeah, if you can get unpasteurized raw milk, goat milk especially, or just like not gay cows, heterosexual cows. Coffee is chock full of anti-nutrients, prohibits proper. Yeah, I disagree, but that's okay. I'm not going to get mad at you. Antioxidant. Yeah, exactly. Someone's like, oh, your memory, Big Bear. Sometimes, yeah, you try talking for 3 straight hours off the cuff a day. Let's see how your brain, and then you play songs by ear. Caffeine increases testosterone too. I like it. My gut likes it. My instincts like it. All right. So I was having a good conversation with Everywhere Bear today. He brought up a good point. Hey, Owen, I'm not sure if you thought about this. What will become of Tubi since she is an old goat? She will not produce young. She will not produce milk. It's a tough situation you are dealt with. You might not even want to eat her as she is old and somewhat infirm. You could keep her as a pet, of course, but that can be a foolish on a farm after a point. You could feed her to George and the cats. That would be useful. I can't help but feel you've been put in a tight spot. Love you, man. I like to think Tubi wandered to you because of the good feel of you and yours. But I would not fault you for recycling her. She will probably be a friend for a while anyway. God bless you and Amy and the fruit you bear. That's a very good point. This is how I responded. I've thought about it. We have the space for Tubi, and I like an underdog story. Red Pill Rooster was almost pecked to death a year ago. He couldn't survive in the main coop because, he has like crazy hair and he's smaller than the other chickens or the other roosters. So we got him his own coop, and now he's hilarious. He's inspired millions, by the way. I would and will recycle Tubi if she becomes a burden to the other life. But until that point, she is our goat. But there is a line in which I would feed her to animals or bury her. And so I've done a lot of thinking about this because, I love an underdog story until, like the other animals could be affected. But that's not true, and we have been blessed to have a little hill and with fence, the tubi can live. And so she knew she'd have a restful end to her life. Yeah, but I have no reason to slaughter tubi right now. But see, that isn't cruel to do either. Because what I think a lot of people understand that don't live on farms or don't have homesteads or don't understand the cycle of life, it isn't mean to do that. And so it's actually selfish if you have like a diseased animal or an animal that doesn't produce anything. But here's the beauty of Ursa Manor right now. We have plenty. And I like that I get to take care of an animal that doesn't give me anything because of how much we've been blessed with. If that line ever were to cross and for some reason there was X amount of grass or X amount of this, then Tubi's out. But until then, BB, I enjoy your kind attendant Grabber. Oh, thank you. Oh, I got to get the Grabber mask back. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to do pros and cons of the Iranian war. And of course, the pros will be the Grabber. Hey, when you don't have to speak for 3 hours a day, I'd rather you spoke twice per week. The TFM and Coach Greg Adams. Well, you're banned for life. What you'd rather have doesn't apply. And I could just smell some strains of gamma in that. Maybe not, but I enjoy a good banning. There's too many people in the chat. You know, last night, Coddington Bear debuted the live at the Kelsey Theater at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. And there was only 200 people in the chat. And it felt like the old days where it was like, we could have riffed out a new song. And so when people are like, you don't have to speak 3 hours a day. I prefer twice a week. Then how about this? How about you just listen twice a week? And for the people that enjoy 3 hours a day because they actually work with their hands or they're stay-at-home moms or they drive for a living or they don't want to listen to anything on the radio or Joe Rogan talk about masturbating in a man's ass or Netflix, that they have the opportunity of listening to this. And this also helps me work through ideas. You know, yesterday my day consisted of waking up, doing all the farm work, because Amy and the boys have been sick, you know. And then I ran errands for Amy, did the stream. Then I cooked breakfast, I cleaned, I cooked dinner, I cleaned, I put the kids to bed, all this stuff. And Amy was incredibly grateful for it. But I like my time every day to be able to talk to the Bears about random stuff that I want to talk about. And Amy's incredibly supportive of what I'm interested in, but when I talk about whether or not the moon is fake, there is a limit where she's like, do you need more moon talk? And so that's why I like this. I love 3 hours a day, keep growing. Yeah, I know, that guy's banned for life, and hopefully he learns. Just not 8 days a week, I know. God bless you as well, Honey Bear. I'll take as much as I can get. It just gets better and better. Yeah, I mean, this is what people need to understand. Howard Stern did 4 hours, 4 days a week, every day, every morning, 4 hours. And he's having like prostitutes dildoing themselves and he's just a disgusting demon. You know, sometimes some of the characters would be funny, but like if you want to actually fight against the degeneracy of Western civilization, you have to produce, not just bitch. BB understands the balance of family and Bear streams. Yeah, I like this a lot. We are grateful. All right, let's check out some more stuff. Oh, nobody wants to miss gravy. That's why people will watch but might not want every day. Then I highly suggest you subscribe to Owen Benjamin Bear Cave. And for the young jackass that had to run his mouth a minute ago, subscribe to Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, Owen Benjamin Gravy. There's clips channels dedicated just for people like that, just for special boys that... You know, they just want 15 or 20 minutes here and there. I don't have time to listen to 3 hours of pure hilarious gravy and education and community. I have to wash my Buick and my boat and watch my pornos. Oh, and your conversation helped me work through ideas too? Yeah, I'm working through ideas. I have a really good idea for a short film, by the way. I've been working on it. I don't know if I'm cut out for long books. I've written movies, TV shows, short films, tons, whole series where everything's 15 minutes long. My money spot is a 15-minute film. You guys want to hear the plot I'm thinking about doing? That was a quality band. You guys want to hear? All right, I'm gonna show you some other stuff, and then maybe at the end, if we have time, I'll tell you about the plot. Fascinating stuff. Okay, The Bicycle Thief. For those of you just joining, Made by Jim Bob has actually been accepted to Tribeca. He's actually won already, even though it hasn't even been looked at yet, because everybody in Hollywood is like, where are the roles for the blacks? How come everyone's a Jew? You know, that's why they're always talking about, like, you know, Me Too, black dude. What was the hashtag they had for the Oscars So White? They're like, Oscars So White. And so The Bicycle Thief was the movie who came out, and it's like, but where's the black characters? So Made by Jim Bob is very, very socially aware. And so he did a prequel to The Bicycle Thief starring an actual African-American, not just another Jew. Here it is. Hang on. Let's start again. The whole thing needs to be heard exactly how it was written. So much pain, so much purpose. There's Joe Rogan. Now that's a young Owen Benjamin. And that was the day I started my comedy career. And that guy rode off to jail, where he was raped. So beautiful, so touching. You know, Oscar So White is finally changing. That should be shown in schools. I know. This community produces the best content on the internet. Fact. Fascinating stuff. So check out, someone has some, The Book of Gary. One does not simply hand a bike to a bike thief. He may be dismayed. Book of Gary, 432. Kind of makes you feel sorry for the bike thief. I mean, it's a powerful film. The rain is like Rohypnol to bikes. Yeah, it's raining here right now. That's why I'm outside. Anyway, so check out Made by Jim Bob on Instagram, and he's a genius. That bike owner sure has a nice bike. Looks like he's going to work. Yeah, he was going to work. I'm clapping and cheering. What a beautiful story it is, Jester Bear. Black people only make up 30% of the population, but they want to be represented in 100%. No, they have nothing to do with it. That's what people have to understand. It's a small, like somebody yesterday was like, oh, Benjamin, he's a bike thief lover. It was pretty funny how he phrased it though, but he goes, 80% of bike thieves disapprove of Trump. Or 80% of blacks disapprove of Trump, yet here's Owen Benjamin promoting black people. According to CNN, and also, does anyone understand how these stats are manipulated? I bet 60% of black people don't approve of anybody in government because they've been based for a very long time. And so when you see like, oh, the blacks want to be Santa Claus and now the blacks want to be James Bond. No, they don't. A very small group of people with very small hats are trying to make everybody think that the blacks want to be all this stuff. They don't care in general. You know, Will Smith and other billionaire sodomites that want nothing more than Joe Rogan to insert into their ain. Those people are like, why don't I get to be James Bond? Most black people don't care at all. And so that's why, and it's the same with whites. It's like what they do to us and make us look like is like, it's a joke. And that's, Quantum of Conscience was talking about that, about how based that one song, All Along the Watchtower is. There must be, there are many here among us who think life is but a joke. You know, what's that first line? There must be some kind of way out of here, said the jester to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. I mean, doesn't that sound so familiar? There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, he steals my wine. Relax, George. It's family. They just want have low voter turnout. Yeah, I mean, half the bike thieves aren't even allowed to vote. You know, if you have a felony, you're not allowed to vote. Do you guys have any idea how many blacks have felonies? Like, even my buddies in Hollywood, like, I'm not going to say who, but a black dude that I was really close with for a long time, who's pretty famous, you know? And we find out he's got a felony for, like, something stupid in college. It's almost like a prerequisite. Hello.
Hi, Owen.
Dylan wrote that song? There's no chance Dylan wrote that song. I was always told that song was about Vietnam. Who cares? So I just go, like, what lines are good? Like, that line is good. There are many here among us who think life is but a joke. And, like, now I'm starting to see that, where it's like, that's why this is called The Bike Thief and enjoying the script. So when you look at stuff like this, it's easy to get bummed out, right? So CNN says, astronauts on the moon and Mars may grow their homes there out of mushrooms, says NASA. Okay, and you know that $58 million of your tax-paying money goes there, right? It's becoming so crazy that when people think we went to the moon, I think that when Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong, Neil A, backwards is alien, made that phone call from the moon to Nixon, their reality shifted completely. Like, there is no more. I'm definitely telling you what my short film's about by the end of this, by the way. It's pretty fascinating. I don't care if anyone steals it. You don't make money on it. It just costs money. I'm going to use unauthorized money to shoot it. But if you want to steal it and shoot it, no one will pay for it, by the way, because it's true. Anyway, the Joker and the bike thief. Yeah. That's why it's crazy that Trump is always like, black unemployment is down. And whites are like, listen, white people want to work and blacks don't want to work. By the way, this is just reality. So that bums out everybody. When he's like, black unemployment is at an all-time low. The blacks are like, for real? And the whites are like, what about us? We work. Anyway, so it's beyond farcical at this point. It gets even crazier. But see, have fun with it. This is what Kyneton made. Jay's out. CNN, astronauts on the moon or Mars may be growing their homes rather than building them, according to NASA. And you have Joe Rogan, a mushroom house, and Tubi the goat. Okay, the script is off the rails. Here's another example. Elon Musk, as he looks like he's praying to a giant dildo, says he plans to send 1 million people to Mars by 2050 by launching 3 Starship rockets every day and creating a lot of jobs on the red planet. Okay, this is the Business Insider, right? This isn't just, this isn't Babylon Bee, guys. They can't go back to the moon, because they never went, obviously. But, like, it's getting to the point where it's a script. But life isn't a script. Like, waking up and doing what you do, that's not a script. But the big picture is absolutely a script. And you have to laugh at it. There are many here among us. Maybe Mars is code for something. I thought about that Mars is code for war. Like, are they trying to? No, they're just awful. They're just awful, guys. Who believes that? Tons of people believe that. Elon Musk playing God? No, he's just an actor. You guys are going to love... they're on LSD. Yes, they are. Like the CIA, I mean, half of them are just microdosing LSD all day. And that's why when people are so scared of everything, they're like scared of everybody. And I'm like, have you ever hung out with these people? They're like Duncan Trussell. They're like, hey, man. No way, man. We go to the moon. We build a mushroom, man. Just for a little levity here, a little joke. That's when you know, that's when George is caught red-handed. He literally has my son's spaghetti on his back. He's like, I wasn't begging. He literally has spaghetti all over his back. And one of the reasons that I like Trump, and I'll always like Trump, is because he makes a joke out of the script. Is he a good president? No. None are. Like, I don't even think America is a sovereign nation, really. Why do you think it's called a president? I think that because of the bar is out of London. I think the War of 1812, when the White House was burned, and then 1871 with the creation of the United States Corporation, then 1913 with the Federal Reserve and all that, it's off the rails. But, I mean, all I see is that what we're taught in school isn't true. But that's fine. It's not a big deal. You can't just do anything about it, so you might as well laugh and just crush and make funny videos and have big families and get as healthy as possible. But the reason I love Trump is because he's having fun with it. Like, watch this video. All right, watch this. It's only 30 seconds. Dude, he programmed an entire song backwards into all his tweets. And everybody's like, how dare you? Dude, 99% of the people are not in on the joke. They really believe all this stuff. So have fun with it. Like his tweets. Yeah, we're all having fun. Oh, I know. I know the Bears are. Just for the people that are just joining the community. I always like to reconnect. Trump is awesome. Because he's the first president I've ever seen. And guys, it's been like this since before Lincoln. This is not new. It isn't like, back in my day, we used to have a... No, it's always been like this. They said they had a phone call from the moon. That makes 9/11 look real. All right? People who still think we went to the moon, I'm not going to say I don't like you. Because I have hope for you and I know the programming's insane. But like... Do you at least know that they're not going to live in mushrooms on the moon? Because that's what NASA's claiming now, that they're going to grow and live on mushrooms. I mean, it's a joke. We're going to watch Trump again. Trump, 6 million DHS. I don't really get what he did. If you go backwards on Trump's tweets for the last, like, week, which means it was that planned, including retweets, he just did the lyrics of Ain't Nobody Gonna Hold Me Down. Oh no, I've got to keep on moving. He's just having fun. He's just having fun. Oh, and the taxpayers expect. There is no taxes. It's just control. I pay my taxes because I understand what the beast is and how to get through this. But it's like, I mean, how dare you? It's all, and it's been like this. Your grandparents, grandparents, grandparents were under this. This isn't new. It's a wonderful time to figure it all out and know that you are a human being, not a person. You were created by God with love, and we are in a script. And the script is being written by men. And it's becoming more and more ridiculous. We never even went to orbit. We live on a flat plane. Oh, no, I was with you. I was with you with the moon. Guys, there's no curve. The sun is not, we're not revolving around the sun. The sun and the moon are not, just magically and mystically the same size because 93 million and 240,000 are 400 times closer. 400. Just stop. It's like, at what point do you, like, what's your threshold? What's your threshold? At what point do you say enough? You know, when the Muslim passport fell down the World Trade Center after it exploded into a building, like, Trump is a hoot. He's amazing. Watch this. That's actually very deep into cryptology. It could be a Q thing running his. I don't care. It's funny. I'm enjoying it. Let's watch it again. Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little red boat to find ya. And you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to help you. What does that mean? You said you're never gonna break my stride. You're never gonna hold me down. Oh no, I've got to keep on moving. Ain't no one gonna hold me. and it's not satanic humor. It's not like or a strong program. Just relax. God made them like that, BB, the sun, the moon, and all the stars. No, God didn't make Trump's songs a funny song. Trump's tweets a funny song. I can genuinely say that God didn't use his authority to make Trump's tweets a funny song from the 70s. You know, I don't know if it's people's, it's not lack of intelligence because Quantum of Conscience is really smart, the dude Matt, and he thinks that this is all being done, like the script is being done by unseen forces outside of men. I don't think so. I think it's very similar to magic. Have you ever seen a bike thief respond to David Blaine? Like when black people see magic, like when they see David Copperfield or David Blaine, they react like they just saw a sorcerer. Like they're literally just like, you're not from this world. You know, bike thieves go crazy. Chris D'Elia has a really funny joke about black people watching magic. Okay. I think it's similar. Where it's like, if you know the outcome and you're designing the outcome and then you plan, and I'm talking 33 years, 1968, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, the Millennium Hotel, the Hilton Hotel closest to 9/11 was the monolith in 2001 Space Odyssey. Exactly 33 years later, in 2001, the two towers fall. It becomes one world tower. Millennium is right there, you know. And people are like, this must be done by you know, mystical for no, it's people doing it. And it's, you either have to laugh at it and tune out or enjoy the show, but you can't, they're the best to do magic. Yeah, and see what we see now is a lot of magic tricks like smashing together and almost making weird waves that seem just so weird. But it's almost like a rhetoric trap. Like the rhetoric of Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump was that he was Adolf Hitler, right? And all this rhetoric of like, he's Adolf Hitler. And I know that politics is the entertainment wing of the military. But there is some truth in it. There are factions, there are people, there are interests, there are agendas that do fight in politics. It's not all scripted. And so once she laid out those traps, they didn't go away. You know, these things carry a life of their own because the goal was to get people to turn on Trump and be like, oh, he's a Nazi, all this stuff. And then when they didn't, you just had this group of ever crazier and smaller and crazier leftists that were like, he's the reincarnation of Satan himself. And it just appears so crazy, but that was rhetoric bombs. You know, when you start these narratives, they just go and you can't control them anymore. I'm high IQ and I reject the CIA setup known as Q. I don't care. We're not even talking about Q. And you don't know it's a CIA psyop. When you say high IQ, I bet it's not as high as mine. When people say high IQ, they're like, I'm high IQ. I'm slightly higher than the average black. But it's like, I'm big into spotting conspiracies and uncovering hoaxes. And as people are here to tell you, I've revealed a lot. And I can't figure out what Q is. I don't think that there's unrefutable evidence that Q is a sob. I think that's a stretch. You don't know either. And I've seen all this shit. I've seen that, like, the Q pre-programming and all that. But it's like, you can show that we didn't go to the moon. You can show that 9/11 was not 19 hijackers with box cutters that hate our freedom. You can show dinosaurs never existed. You can show nuclear bombs aren't real. You can show a lot of these shootings are hoaxes set up by a group of NATO planed, you know, thespians, psychopathic thespians. You know, I'll go right down the list. I'll show you Paul McCartney isn't the same guy he was in 1966. And it's like, you still can't figure out what Q is. And if you make that jump, I think that you're going to have some evidence. Because I've went down that rabbit hole a lot and tried to look at it. I hope it's a good thing. And the fact that Trump can make us laugh. And Trump can make it, like, okay, so the pre-programming of despair is like what I just told you about 9/11, where it's 33 years, it's two become one, it's so occultist and, like, black magic-y, and how, like, how could we be so stupid? There was, like, a wheel in the street and the passport, and, you know, there was just holes, and it looked as if it was, like, how a magician flattens a hat and there's no rabbit in it. And it's like, then you look back and you're like, how could we have been so stupid and not seen it? And you feel despair. You feel like everything's pre-planned against you. Trump is giving you pre-planning shit that's funny. Where it's like, what I just showed you was funny. Where it's like, oh, he pre-planned all this. So all this tension and rage, he's making into a funny song. Wait, dinosaurs are fake? Yes. Beyond fake. There's zero evidence they ever existed, and there's mountains of evidence of the cover-up and the fraud, starting with the Royal Society Sir Richard Owen in 1841, who invented them with the help of Aldous Huxley's grandfather. And then there are no dinosaur bones. They've all been made by chicken powder. They're covered in lead paint because they claim that they're too radioactive because a meteor hit the Earth 66 million years ago exactly. And their frames and their design, according to all reputable engineers, would mean all their guts would fall out. It's all bullshit. Complete bullshit. And no dinosaur, you know, old dinosaurs is not what make oil either. See, all the good stuff... all the good stuff is easy to find. It's easy to figure out. Like what I just described about the dinosaurs, like every single thought experiment or logic path you would take with dinosaurs or fossil fuels or evolution or any of that stuff, macro species evolution, you realize it isn't real. Nothing, no skulls ever found. Zip. Not even near other bones ever. Never once. Well, I mean, it's just the sedimentary layers. You know how that works? Where they say, well, this layer of rock is 66 million years old. How do you know that? Because the animals in it are 66 million years old. How do you know that? Because the layer of rock is 66 million years old. Wait a minute. Take off that hard hat. Is there a small hat under there? Or a royal crown? What came first, the dinosaur or the egg? God. That's the answer to that riddle, by the way. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The answer is God. Yes, dude, I think they're going to be anti-gun people posing as rednecks at the 2A rally in Virginia Monday. I'm sure there are. But it doesn't matter if you don't let it happen. Okay, so this is what... these are the two outcomes for the Second Amendment rally. This is what I see. And this is why knowing stuff ahead of time is so crucial. Because then you don't get as jarred. You don't get... like when Elon Musk says, we'll have millions of people on Mars by 2050, and he's going like this, you can go, what a dipshit. So these are the two options. So it's been infiltrated and there will be either a hoax shooting or a false flag or something, or like these people that have infiltrated will rally up good people into doing horrible things. Then they'll try to instill some sort of martial law or a gun grab or something. And this is the beauty of it all. Just go, no, We don't believe that. They have to get you to believe it. That's why what we do here is important. And it's the only way. It's the only way that works. You can't be like, well, if they take the guns, I'm going to go out on the street and shoot the person taking the guns. Yep, that just sealed your fate. You act like an animal, you get treated like an animal. That's why they want to make you think you're an animal. That's evolution, dinosaurs, all of it. Because when you know you're a human being, a living being made by God, and you have a higher intelligence, and you're not an animal, it's all good. The other option could be they have a nice rally, and people are awake to it. This could backfire so bad for controllers. If they try and do one of these Charlottesville things, a lot of people are aware of it. So it will only aggravate. And when they try these things and it doesn't work, it's like a magician. Have you ever seen The Prestige when they try to like make a bird go away, disappear, and the contraption like hits the lady's hand and she starts bleeding? She's like, oh, my hand! Like that will make it so the magician never works again. I hope only Antifa shows it. This is my advice. Don't engage in it emotionally at all unless you are completely capable of being stoic. If like really know yourself, if you get mad or overly happy or overly angry based on what you see on television, I'm telling you guys, don't read about it, don't watch it, because you're not in control. Dinosaurs commit most school shootings. Exactly. That's hysterical. They need to trigger a big natural disaster. But see, that can also backfire. This is hopefully you guys really walk away with this. And my life is proof that what I'm saying is true. Because I've been through a lot and I'm doing quite well. And I'm my spirits are great. My humor is there. My family's very happy. The Bears are crushing. Business is good. So what I'm saying has objective, you know, you'll be known by the fruit of your tree, you know? And this gravy is not poison. Every time they try something like that, if it doesn't work, we win. The consciousness awakens more. There's more awakening. What Trump did with his tweets is really good, in my opinion. Where it's like, this too. All right, so you guys want to hear the short story, the short film idea I have, and then I'll open some mail. Did I get to everything? Oh, you want to see something really funny? I just saw this video on YouTube. I'm just going to start sharing funny things with people so they know comedy is still alive and well. This is just a one-minute thing about an uncomfortable interview with George Lucas. Here we go. Enjoy.
You have every honor that a man could have. You've got almost Oscars. No.
The winner is Woody Allen for Annie Hall.
Thank you for doing this. I know how to make movies. I went to film school. I have a knack for it. I studied it very well and practiced, and I know what I'm doing. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, that's great.
That was a great dad.
The humor ain't dead. That made me laugh a lot. LOL, ha. Yeah, it's great. Someone said they lose either way. No, if you get emotionally charged up, you lose. Because what it is in Tavistock and with social engineering and all this stuff, if you get really emotional, it's like kind of how like child molesters will make you watch like porn or something to like get you physically excited even though you're not. And that's one reason why a lot of these kids grow up to have like really confused feelings sexually, because their brain was wired weird, because they were like, it's almost like sugar, like candy or like porn or violence or whatever. It gets you all jacked up. And so you're just, at that point, they can make you do what they want. And you're not in control. So if you're like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show these Antifa characters, These blacks are all they want to come take my bike. Well, why don't you come and take my bike out of my cold, dead hands? Now, now, if you're in that state, and I know this because I'm capable of it. I don't ever do it because it's evil. And I just learned about it as I was researching my own emotions and how all this happens. But what it is, you know, what does it say? Speak the truth and live life. Yeah, yeah. So when you're jacked up, whether it's unbridled hope, like Obama, like, hope, change. I'm here. We're going to change everything. Blacks are going to be great. They're just as smart as whites. Whites' as dicks will be just as long as the blacks. Yep, yep. Everything's good now. And everyone's like, black Jesus has arrived. They're all wrong. We can look back. Nonsense. You know, and it's the same with this Virginia thing. If you're watching this Virginia thing and you're like, okay, we're about to break the deep state. No. You wouldn't even know what was going to happen if that was the case. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes that is really good that they're not reporting. They don't report it ever. Why would they? They are the media. So if you're jacked up with unbridled hope that something you're watching on television is going to save you, or you're scared that what you're watching on TV is going to break your family, you're not in control. And they can take it and they can push you in many different directions. And that happened to me with Muslims after 9/11. And that's why I can recognize it, is because I saw what they did to me. Like, if I'd see a Muslim on a plane, I would be scared. Or I would be like, why is this guy allowed on the plane? And it's like, when you learn what the media did and who was behind it and all that stuff, you have to, like, change. BB, wow, can we get a replay? Oh, of the Lucas thing? Yeah, let's watch it again. And then I'll tell you about my short film idea. And open some mail. Here we go.
You have every honor that a man could have. You've got almost Oscars. No Oscars.
The winner is Woody Allen for Annie Hall.
Thank you for doing this. I know how to make movies. I went to film school. I have a knack for it. I studied it very well and practiced, and I know what I'm doing.
Thank you for doing
this. That was a great dad.
Oh, yeah, someone said something great. I think it was Ginger Bear or one of the bears in there just said something great. It said, oh, that's good, Tamara May. He who angers you controls you. Yeah. Here's another thing. That's why I don't let the Jews anger me anymore. That's why I have compassion for them. Right? And it really has helped me. I didn't have to fake it. I really saw it. Oh, and someone said something. The revolution will not be televised. It's so true. It's like the revolution will not be televised. Okay, so here's my idea for a short film, right? And if I shoot it, great. If not, I don't care. If someone's like, someone will steal it, I'm telling you, you will make zero money from it. It will only cost you money because there is no network or corporation that would want this script to be made. But if anyone has any ideas, email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. So it starts with a dude obsessing. Let's just use Hillary Clinton, okay? Obsessed about Hillary Clinton, and you see like video footage, or you see like him watching the news, and it's like, I promise to make vaccines mandatory and no guns and homosexuality taught in the schools. And you just see a guy like bubbling up, right? He's just like, yeah. And so he sets up for an assassination. By the way, all you intelligence guys watching the stream, this is a short film. There's literally movies called Shooter and Sniper and shit. This is not real. And in fact, you'll see why it doesn't encourage any of this anyway. All right. So he sets up his assassination spot. And you can see, like, let's just say Hillary. Let's just make up a character so that it doesn't get weird that I'm, like, saying any narrative about a real person. Let's say someone's named Gary Zander. Gary McMachine. So McMachine, who's this like hated politician, is no Gary Goat Machine. Gary McMachine. So Gary gets out of his car and he's going into a building and there's all these like SUVs and everything. It's all intense. And the main character shoots, bam, hit. McMachine goes down, right? He immediately gets up, you know, puts his gun in like maybe a preset vat of acid, takes off his clothes, puts it in a bag, gets on a bike, goes through the woods, has a spot for his, you know, like really calculated stuff, right? Gary Bitcoin is his name. And so he goes back to his house and he's like, but he did it, you know, he like, and then he turns on the TV and it's like, the flu has just killed another 105-year-old, Edna, you know, and it's like, yeah. And then it shows the scene again that he just shot Gary Bitcoin and there was no shooting. Gary Bitcoin just walks in and nothing happens, right? And he's like, what the? And I don't understand what's going to happen in the plot here, but I'll get to the points of the plot, right? So he's like, no, I shot that person. And it doesn't make any sense. He's going through all the channels and it's like, another great day for Gary Bitcoin, as you can see. And he goes to the scene and there's a little tiny bit of blood on the ground. He's like, I knew I shot. But people are like watching him and then they start following him. And so Gary Bitcoin is, let's just say he's in like a, he goes into a coffee shop and he's like, did you see what happened yesterday? Didn't you see that assassination? And the guy's playing Candy Crush and like drool's coming out of his mouth. He's like, what do you want? What? And he's just like panicking. He's like, what is this? And so he pulls out a pistol. I don't know if it's Gary Bitcoin, but someone else is there. Just, he's like, I did that. Bam, bam. It's like shooting. He's like, look at it. And then he gets arrested. He's just like tackled. And then he's in like a little room and they turn on the TV again. And you see that Gary Bitcoin is, it's like Gary Bitcoin has been shot. Fortunately, he survived because his script stopped the bullet from his heart and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what is this? We all saw him die. And then out comes the director. Black Mirror. Yeah. It's very Black Mirror. And if I was going to shoot this, I would be the director character. And I'd be like, and it's like, it come out. It's like, oh, you're the guy. And it's like, what is it? So the basic idea is, and this isn't that far off of reality. The guy says, oh, you can't kill a character until we kill him off. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, no, Gary Bitcoin doesn't die till 2027. It's like, he's a real crowd favorite. It's like, no, but he's having a meeting. It's like, he's like, oh, no. This is season 51. And it's like, and by the way, guys, this is a lot more true than you want to know. And so he's like, no, we just swapped him out. You just killed two actors. You've killed more actors than Charles Manson. And he's like, so Charles Manson was really, he's like, no, you think you're allowed to wear jewelry in a Supermax? Come on. Charles Manson was played by Bush, the senior, did a good job. And it's like, what the fuck? It sounds like the end of American Psycho. Yeah, but it's like, and then he sits down a guy that looks just like him. And he's like, this is the guy that's going to play you. He's like, no. He's like, no, you're not going to die, but we're not going to kill you or anything. You really, we had to rewrite the script and we hate rewriting the script, but you know what? We love a hero. We love a hero tale. It's like, so I didn't kill the guy. It's like, no, they're dead. They're dead. But those are actors. These are constructs, you know, it's like, and he never goes to prison. No. He's like, okay, so now we're going to put a swastika on your forehead. We need a backstory. And then the writers come out. They're like, backstory. No, it's going to be called, off book, because it's what happens when people improv too much in entertainment. You have to understand the news is entertainment. It is not real. Nothing about it's real. So I was thinking, what would happen? You know, because all these people have these fantasies that they can take, you know, the law into their hands and it's time to shoot Obama. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, what about the nightmare that would happen if you realize you can't. Where it's like, sounds boss man. Yeah, it's a lot like Black Mirror. Another episode of Earth brought to you part by Interstellar Commission. Right, right. Gary Gitcoin, right. Evil gay drama crop. Exact great idea. But yeah, because it's so true. It's like, what happens if you turn on the news and it's like, oh no, that character isn't, it doesn't die for a few more seasons. Twilight Zone episode? No, but this is real. Guys, they're like, you can see Hillary Clinton's body double sometimes and they're different heights. You know, and everybody, and so then there's a guy playing this guy that goes out and he's pushing something. And then you realize it's not even about these big agendas. They're just trying to keep people watching TV. They're like, well, the TV, if you watch TV for at least 2 hours a day, your mind goes into a certain state where you're 91% less likely to blah, 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 commit crime. Like, they think they're doing a good job. They're like, you're 91% less likely to commit a crime if you watch over 2-point-something hours of TV a day, and we have to keep you watching. We found that if people think it's real, we figured this out when we gave Puck AIDS on a reality show, and Puck, and it's like, so Puck didn't have AIDS? There's no AIDS! It's like we needed to keep your eyes on the screen. Why? Because the screen itself is what makes you docile, and we wanted to lower crime. You know, we're saving people's lives, and it's like, but people are suffering. It's like, yeah, they're less likely to have children, less likely. But it's like, we're saving lives. Because they always have to bend until they're saving lives. That's a brilliant concept for your film. Thank you. The Truman Show, just keep them watching. Right. And so, that episode where Earth was canceled, there's more than one Trump. There's more than one all of them. And they'll show you little glimpses of this when they're like talking about trying to take down Saddam Hussein's body doubles and stuff. And you're like, oh, those crazy Iraqis. It's the same group of people. That they're all buddies. This is crushing true streaming. And by the way, I'm not even saying that this is true. Like, I'm not saying that, like, that this level is real. But the concept is real. Where it's like, they really do have a script. They have a script that they're pushing, and the script is being written badly. It's like a bad television show at this point. Like, when I'm showing you guys this stuff, this is bad script writing. That's what I disagree with Matt from Quantum of Conscience. He thinks that, like, this stuff is intentional just to degrade us and stuff. I thought about that for a while, and this reminds me of my days in Hollywood when people were just really bad at writing. Like, that, like, you know, like this, astronauts on the moon and Mars may grow their homes out of mushrooms, says NASA. Like, that's so bad. But see, what's their option? They, at this point, they either have to come clean and say the moon landing was fake, all of it was fake, the space program was all about mind control, Operation Paperclip. They did some amazing work in the Third Reich, so we had to bring, you know, Goebbels and the boys over to work on it. That's why we have programming on NBC, the Peacock, it represents vanity, the CBS I represents whores, yeah, you know, and you just go through it. Since they'll never do that, they have to just keep escalating the plot. It's just like the show Castle or Grey's Anatomy or any of this stuff, where it gets to the point where it's like McDreamy and McSteamy are like having a gay romance and someone gets AIDS, and it's like you can't just have a plot. The plot has to keep escalating. And so right now we're witnessing the deep state's government plot for a reality show. This, what you see on TV is not real. It's not even, they tell you it isn't real. In 2012, and it hadn't been real for a while, The Hunger Games was based on the author watching American Idol and the first Iraq war. And she just kept switching channels back and forth and she couldn't see a difference. And that's when she came up with the Hunger Games. Nobody says they grow their home out of tree. It just, I'm not going to talk about that. Will there be space pooper? NASA is nothing more than a gigantic money laundering facility. No, it's about mind control. See, every level has different carrots and sticks. So there is a level of money laundering. Just like with modern art, there's a level of money laundering. And then the next level is about mind control. And then the next level after that is God's eternal fight with Satan. So it's like, NASA is about mind control. It was about lying and stuff. But the real money of NASA goes to the study of how the space age. It's all very cynical. Exactly like The Bachelor, right? Yeah, it's and like when you see that out of all the bachelors and bachelorettes, there's been zero successful marriages, zero children, zero anything. It's all fake. And women will still watch it and be like, oh my God. Because just the idea of reality, if they just say reality TV, it's all just TV. There is no reality TV. How do you know, Big Bear? I was on, okay, I'll give you a perfect example of how there's no reality TV. I was on a show called, it was on Spike TV. It was to promote my first Comedy Central special. It was called, I don't remember. It's this this really aggressive hat. He's a cool dude, though. I liked him. But he goes into a business, and he, like, fixes the business. Do you guys remember that? And I was the expert of comedy clubs. They went into a comedy club in Phoenix to, like, fix the comedy club. And I was the expert comedian. It was called, it was on Spike TV. Do you guys remember the name of that show? They still rerun it. It's called, I don't know. I'm going to wait for people to remember. It's this like daytime television is awful. It's all fake. All. If you know it's fake, you can actually enjoy it. Designing Rick's real gravestone. The government has jumped the shark. Bar Rescue. Thank you, Bunny Bear. So I was on Bar Rescue as the expert of comedy clubs, and he goes in, he fixes it, and I watched the edited version, and it really did look like they went in and they fixed this comedy club. The comedy club went back to how it was before. They had to pay a bunch of taxes on the stuff they got, and they hated it. They don't show any reality. You know, the owner of the club was like, you know, and they'll show everybody, be like, wow, this is great. And then, like, a week later, they have to, like, pay taxes, and then they have to, like, and he didn't like it, and so they, like, got rid of all this stuff. But it was television. Yeah, Bar Rescue. And I was funny on it, if you want to watch my episode. But, like, reality TV isn't real. And you have those two homosexual twins on HGTV where it's, like, Gary and Kyle fix your house and bang your dad or something. I don't know how people believe this stuff. And now one of the gay twins, it's called like Rescue Twins or like Bang Bang Gay Guy. He's now dating Zoe Deschanel. It's like, hey, script, you know, and People Magazine might as well be called Person. Person of the Year, by the way, I finally understand what that means. That's a corporate entity. You know, the Greta Thunderthug really is Person of the Year. It's a fascinating fictional character. Pay taxes on this stuff? Weird. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys didn't know that? I was once on the first year I lived in L.A., me and my buddy since kindergarten were on the show called Shop Till You Drop. And we got all this stuff, like these clocks and a statue. We won. And then we had to pay tax on everything. It was terrible. It was terrible. Bang Bang Gay Guy spit my coffee out. What's the name of the it's two homosexual, Beyond Gay, and Zoe's a dude. Zoe's in her 40s. Guys, let's get back to reality, okay? There is no, like when People Magazine is like, look at this hot new couple. It's like, she's not fertile. Want to know who's more attractive to any man? Any woman that can drop an egg. Any. You know? Property Brothers, exactly. Those guys have tasted dick? Yeah. Zoe Deschanel is quite the looker. She's in her 40s, guys. She's in her 40s, and she's been, I'm not trying to sound gross or anything, but she's been turned out by a lot of rock stars. So when you have a woman that's been turned out by a lot of rock stars, probably has some abortions under her belt, and she no longer drops eggs, and People Magazine is trying to be like, look at this hot new couple. The same thing happened with Aaron Rodgers. I was so disappointed, you know? Because Aaron Rodgers is the stud, alpha, maybe sigma, really good at football. You know, every man's got a beard, Wisconsin. And I was like, yeah, I wonder how many kids he has. Like, what a champ. None. And he's dating Danica Patrick, who's like 40. She doesn't look like she's in her 40s. I'll take a look and see how old Zooey Deschanel is. Deschanel age. She's 40. Yeah. January 17th, 1980. How many kids does she have? Yeah. Spouse. Years active. So funny. Ben Gibbard, divorced in 2012. Jacob Pachentik, divorced in 2019. And now she's with a homosexual HGTV guy. Oh, she does have children. Good for her. She has two kids. That makes me happy. She has two kids. So maybe she doesn't have some abortions under her belt. Good for her. I take back what I said. Jacob Pachentik, 5'7". That means 5'1". Who is he? Let's just read a couple of filth, a little filth from people.com. Zooey Deschanel, ex Jacob Pachentik, speaks out after she moves on with new boyfriend Jonathan Scott. All right, what do you guys bet? I bet that he's really happy for her. All right, one day after the news of the actress's new romance with homosexual Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott, Jacob Pachentik spoke out. The current state, everything is amicable, and we have two beautiful children together, Pachentik told Hollywood Life with a gun to the back of his head. I'm just adding some stuff. We've been raising them, and we're going to continue to raise them and take great care of them. I'm happy. But Jack Gag, who went in 2015, our parents to four-year-old daughter. This is sad, though. A four-year-old and a two-year-old? Oh. Deschanel and Pachentik, and now they have to be raised by a gay twin? Ugh, that's sad. But that's Hollywood. After much discussion and a long period of contemplation, we have decided we are better off as friends. This is just like lizard people shit. People partners and co-parents rather than life partners. We remain committed to our business. I'm sure you do, vampire. Our values and most of all our children. Yeah, then why would you get divorced? You probably just got in a fight over who was gayer. Thank you for respecting our privacy at this time. Okay, who is this guy? An insider close to Scott said he and Deschanel first when they filmed an episode of Carpool Karaoke. And this is all real, guys. This is real. Like, I know, I'm not going to get into it, but I know dudes that are dating super famous chicks in their 40s, and they're like pumped for the juice. They're like, oh, yeah, look at her. Everyone knows her and thinks she's real sexy. It's like, dude, no kids. So this homosexual twin... It's like, oh my God, we're gonna make her dining room look great. And then his brother's like, yeah, right. Steve Pachentik is the scariest guy among those I tend to consider the good guys. I don't know who that is. I'm not saying these are bad people. I'm more gay. Divorce is no fun for anyone. Co-parenting sounds like hell. It's just irreconcilable homosexuality. Why is Hollywood so insidious? They all date and marry each other, and because they're crazy. They're like, no one else would want them, and that's just reality. You know, no one else would want to deal with their neuroses, their fears, their greed, their instability, their trauma. It's no one else would like. No one else. It's like, why do porn stars date porn stars? It's because like, if you're a girl who's been with 1,000 guys on film, it's like, how many guys are going to like, are going to be like, all right, Brittany, I'm going to make you an honest woman out of you. And then you go to a supermarket and there's 8 guys like, yo, I whacked off to that girl. Gay used to be a great name for women. My grandma's friends named Gay. Let's bring it back. What is an acceptable reason for divorce, BB? A lot of beatings. Infidelity with beatings. I don't know. I can't think of, I can still see people getting through a lot of stuff. I don't think you should ever get divorced unless there's like some serious beatings. You know, I'm talking like beatings. Duterte is the gayest. TV trained us to worship sports and skillless people who... All right, so anyway, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, no kids. None. And he's dating a chick that's like 40. I happen to be 40. I don't care. It's like, and you don't even get to spend much time with them. It's like, what's the point? So this alpha legend, this is one reason why I'm not like super into sports these days. It almost is like they take all of our alphas and they just make them like sterile or something. There's so few of them that have any like kids. And then when they do, they're always gone. And the kid just is like raised by some like black guy. Abuse, addiction, infidelity. Yeah, but abuse, I don't know what that even means. Women can run with that in a way that's retarded. It's like, you're mentally and spiritually abusive. It's like, why? Because I want us to go to church? Oh my God, you just raped. Violence, infidelity, gambling away all the fake money. I don't want to talk about this anymore. The mama bear, that's right. Porn should be illegal. Yeah, but it isn't. So we have to find another way to deal with it. We have to socially shame men who watch porn. No alcohol this year and feeling clear. Good. Sports is a meat grinder. Yeah, it really does. It's like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is not going to pass on that delicious DNA. And don't think I sound gay when I say that. When I say delicious, it's not like I want that DNA in the pool. Danica is inseparable. It's so stupid. Aaron Hernandez, confirmed homo. Yeah, but when you steal that many bikes... All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, wait a minute. He's not a bike thief. He's a car thief. He's Puerto Rican, right? If my woman cheated, that forever changed the relationship? Yeah, it's worse when a woman cheats, though. Oh, how dare you? We're the same. No, we're not. If a woman lets a ween in, like, you might be carrying another man's child. If a man cheats, you know, it's still horrible. I don't even watch porn. I think porn's cheating. Ancestry DNA. You think I would ever do that? Come on. Hey, Owen. So my wife and I received two of these tests a couple years ago for Christmas. They have been sitting on my dresser since. I suggest you submit it in my name, even address. As we try to search for the truth in history, perhaps you may want to peel this onion in the future. It is now at your disposal. Yeah. I mean, I do kind of want to know, but I don't want them to have my records. I also honest written a letter in 11 years since I'm married, so it's sad to see my handwriting is shit. If you ever need a hand, I have a large network of legit guys and gals in the area. Just holler. Paul. Oh, Tacoma. Sweet. P.S. There's a wave pool across the street from my home. When your boys are ready, peace out. Our kids dig it. I got to save you. Yeah, and I've gotten, when I was like looking for bros, I got some good contacts. I haven't followed up on any bro hangs. But I will. And I think in the summer is more bro-hangy time. I think the winter is all about isolation. We are the American Zombies. Max Meeks? I don't know. It sounds a little despair. I'm not an American Zombie. Oh, Kent State graduate lays out the harsh realities that baby boomers cannot see. Millions of Americans are baffled by the support of opposing parties. Reasonable people have slowly been forced to obey unreasonable laws. Yada. Individuals find themselves demonized by the demoralized for refusing to conform to groupthink. However, taking away too much too fast from too many people leads to less fear. Ooh, I like that. Those once asleep or begin to awaken. Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. This book may actually be good. I wonder if he admits the shape of the planet, though. The Earth. Televised sedatives for zombies. See, these type of books, I always make sure that they admit some really uncomfortable realities that no one wants to admit. That's the only way I'll ever read any of these books is because they have to be like Ugly Truths. Give me a sec. Let me just really look through this real quick. Muzzled and Caged American Superheroes. Yeah, that's true. All right, let's just look. All right, the chapters are getting honest with ourselves, the root of the problem. Let's just see if the first word is Jews. People with high self-esteem and a healthy amount of self-respect don't stay in abusive relationships. People that like... All right, this sounds a little gay. American Zombie. All right, let me just read the chapter titles. The Root of the Problem, The King's Angry Mob, Indoctrinated Americans, How to Increase Consciousness, Traditions Shared with Walmart Zombies. I just got my glasses at Walmart. The Zombie Apocalypse has already happened. I'll agree with that. Televised Sedatives. Yep, Ugly Truths. I think they're beautiful now that I see them, though. Taking Back Our Power. I never lost it. Understanding Logic. Mental Shackles. Muzzled and Caged American Superheroes. Consciousness Conquers Fear-Based Beliefs. How to Unplug Yourself from the Matrix. Secret Weapons of Mass Sedation and the Hidden History of NASA. Oh, maybe this guy gets it. Politics, Religion, and Addicts. Practical Action for Positive Change. Letting Go of Stubborn Pride, Backward Programming, Excusers, and Producers. All right, maybe I will take a look at that one. I mean, half these books people send me, they're insufferable. The first word is Jew. Yeah, yeah. Walmart glasses are awesome. Agreed. You know, if you go to, like, Lens Crafters and stuff, it's like, they're like $100 more for, like, the same shit. Please open. I will. Surveyor Bear. This is a satellite, not a TIE fighter. I don't know what this means. All right. I'm a registered surveyor in Australia and would like to respectfully offer a methodology to see the curvature of the earth. Okay, I'll read this even though... All right. You will need to acquire a builder's level and a tripod, often called a dumpy level, used for transferring heights in construction. Take the level to the ocean or large lake and set it up using the level bubble. When it is level, the crosshairs in a round earth are 90 degrees to the gravitational center of the earth, straight down. This crosshair line is tangent to the curve. In a flat earth, I would expect the crosshairs to stay at the same level, parallel to sea level. If anyone understands that, they know that that's retarded. Let's continue. If you look out over the ocean, you will see the horizon is well below the crosshairs. If you see a boat or object, you can estimate this height difference. The horizon will always curve away from your position. No, it doesn't. Does this magnify? Because what happens is it appears that a ship is going over a curve until you get a Nikon P1000 and you simply zoom in and then it's right back. You wouldn't be able to see the skyline of Chicago across Lake Michigan. You wouldn't be able to see any... All right, I'll just keep reading though because I just the fact that he's giving an argument, I want to present it to the people. I've tried to take a pic through the... All right, hang on. If you look out of the ocean, blah, blah, I've tried to take a pic through the eyepiece of an island with a lighthouse. The base of the lighthouse looks about 30 meters above sea level. The first setup is under 8 kilometers from the lighthouse. The second is over 25 kilometers. As you can see in image one, the crosshairs are a few meters above water level, as you would expect on either model given the... All right, I'll just show you the picture. It's all right, you see this? Hang on. Let me just show you guys something. All right, you see that? Yeah. Okay, you want me to disprove this right now? Just with a quick thought experiment? All right, so you see? That would make it so the lighthouse would look like this. Okay, let's just take a look again. You see that? The lighthouse would look like a boner pointing that way. And relax, Jews, I'm not doing a Sig Hail right now. That's me pointing. And I understand why people hold on. This is not a bad person. It's like his job relies on him believing something that's... Okay, so if it's round, let's just stay with round. Do you think it's spinning? How does a plane land or take off? At 40,000 feet, how the fat curve spinning isn't taken into account with any plane trajectory. Maybe he gets to that. The second pick is 20-minute. All right. The second minute is a 20-minute drive away. The crosshairs are now higher up the island with the lighthouse at its base. Buddy, all right, I'm just going to stop because this is just retarded. If a lighthouse is 40 kilometers away, let's say a 40-kilometer away, you wouldn't be able to see any part of it if there was a curve. It would be like, what, 500-600 feet under curve? It's not even close. All right. If you conduct this experiment, I suggest looking in one direction to another shoreline over a water body, then driving to this point, setting up there and looking back to see that in any direction the horizon appears much lower than your vantage point, even if it was forward and back. Experiment to measure the amount of curvature will require a theodolite. This will cost about $500. Let me guess, you own theodolite.com. In addition, you might be interested, many surveyors think NASA was created by the CIA to monitor the sun, micro-nova cycle, and not provide theater for the public's amusement. Surveyors do, however, use space-derived data from USA's largest but lesser-known space agency, Space Command. How much of Space Command is nonsense, I don't know. I suspect much. Well, at least you suspect much. I enjoy the curiosity and research of flat earthers so much that they discovered, however, I do think it's a psyop to protect the truth about space. What exactly is the truth about space that you believe? I'm going to go out on a limb and say the psyop is going in the other direction, and it's just so successful that it's hard for people to understand. The psyop is the Flat Earth Society. That's all bullshit. If you go to like Flat Earth Society, every one of their models and claims is one of the dumbest things you'll ever see. That's the psyop. All right. A very long time ago, I went down the rabbit hole of Dr. Stanley Montelet's Brotherhood of Darkness and the Luciferian plutocratic grabbler class's inversion of biblical truths, space, false flags, killing of history, small hats, etc. I started traveling the world, digging up the evidence of Genesis 6:4. It is fantastic adventures for bears interested in biblical truths, ancient mystery, architectural beauty, and travel. Nice. This guy sounds pretty cool. That drawing is legit. I hope you're joking. Hang on. You think that drawing's legit? That's all right. I'm not mad. I've followed you for years. I love watching the seasons change and your continued search for truth and classic humor. Please feel free to contact me anytime on this matter or any other. Can I be verified as Survey Bear? Yes, welcome, Survey Bear. You're a good addition. Just don't become annoying in the chat where it's like, I mean, all right, I'll prove it in another way. Just, okay, a hot air balloon. So you go up and then you come down. And if the earth was spinning, why are you in the same state? Well, the atmosphere clearly... No, it doesn't. No. None of that is real. That doesn't make any sense. If the earth was spinning 1,000 miles per hour, the atmosphere wouldn't just cling on to gravity. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, when it's in its path around the sun is an ellipse, which means there would be severe speed changes at different seasons. How come that isn't testable or monitored? Well, you wouldn't be able to feel it. It's so gradual. You can feel anything with the right equipment. So why couldn't you feel that? Well, no, nothing is moving. Nothing is moving. They're just the curve of the Earth model widely accepted. I think I saw a picture when I Googled actual photos of the Earth. I love hearing the chickens and ducks in the background. Me too, Bunny Bear. Take some days off and just go for it. Oh, you guys are talking to each other? All right, sweet. I'm not mad at it. It's like, I know your argument, guys. I went to 13 years of public school. It's like, I got some real esoteric, real... I have an argument you've never heard before about how the world is a spinning ball. It's like, 13 years public school? Anybody else? Oh, thanks for the gravel. Like, I know, I've been in planetariums, I took astronomy in college, like, I've been tested, you feel brake on a car. Oh, it's insane. It's if you're on a moving walkway in the airport and they change... the speed 1/10 of a mile an hour, you may fall on your own dick. If you're in a moving car and there is no hard, fast barrier, if you're in a convertible, you feel the wind going. And if you jump out of the car, you only maintain the speed of the car for about a nanosecond, and then you tumble on the ground on your own penis, bleeding profusely and screaming and crying. Merry Christmas from a livestock-loving, piano-playing Mormon mom of five. Thank you for your streams. I started listening in the spring, and they've helped me maintain hope during one of the most difficult years our family's had. You and I are the same age, and we more or less traded places for a while. I was born and raised in Los Angeles and couldn't wait to get out. I'm now in semi-rural upstate New York. Where? That's where I'm from. We are thinking of moving, however. Hey, let me just check your... I know where that is. After this year's legislative session that kicked our kids out of the school. We are homeschooling, which is great, but the small hats running the state are not satisfied with that and are already working on increased regulation of homeschooling. In the meantime, we have started building new communities with other families in the same boat, all of whom are starting to see the emperor has no clothes, and we need to stop asking the state for permission to exist. Oh, yeah. I mean, New York is effed. They're effed. My husband and I... Oh, by the way, my pipes didn't break. Praise be to God. All our pipes froze in northern New York, and we just found out that none of them broke. That's miraculous. Praise be to God. My husband and I appreciate your openness about your father. It helps us appreciate our own dads. Mine was... Hey, relax. Mine was Silent Generation and was a legend his whole life. My father-in-law still crushes, even though he is a boomer. One thing I have wondered is how your brother became such a strong alpha and functional male role model. Were there other good men guiding him? Yes. And my dad had some good times. He had his moments. Either way, I'm glad both of you can break the cycle of the sins of the father. Congratulations on baby number 3 and beware of placenta accreta. I wanted to be verified as Long Hair Bear, but that was a name taken. How about Horsey Bear? Welcome, Horsey Bear. Yeah, like my dad had some good qualities. You know? I miss him, but whatever. Life is very complicated. Blessings to you and yours in 2020. 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Oh, I love it. Great. Thank you. I went to private Catholic school, but went to college out of state because U of Texas is top 10. Sweet. Awesome news. Yeah, it's great. Dude, that was about to cost me like a lot of money that I don't have. And I was relaxed. And it just, nothing, you know, everything's fine. And even if it wasn't, it would have still been fine. Dear Owen, I know this is long, but thank you for taking the time. Well, I mean, I'm not committing to the whole thing, but lead pipes, they're very old, which I thought worked in our disadvantage, but it may work in our advantage. I would like to tell you and the Bears a short story about how my boyfriend became a mailman. When he was 18, he started working at a framing warehouse and crushed so hard he became manager. He was fired at 24 because the CEO, looking to save salary money, and because of something to do with a hood rat named Jose. His ego took a bit of a hit when he floated in limbo of tried and failed attempts at different job training and career opportunities. He loves to write, and with everything going on, felt a bit deflated, like he needed to ignore his creativity and find a job that would support our future family. My sister and I bought him a screenwriting book and notebook. It was just, oh, he must have loved that. That means those are the moments that they know they're loved. Like, you got him a screenwriting book and notebooks. That's so cool. I love presents that are deeply, it means you know the person. It was just enough to push him that he didn't need to find a career as a writer to write. As someone who had worked in the service industry, the stories he would come home with after starting at the post office made me feel like we finally saw eye to eye on certain things. I felt like I just couldn't explain to him in the past You meet some of the worst, most entitled people humanity has to offer. I always die laughing when I hear about your busboy days and awful monks you had to deal with. Yeah, the Buddhist monks are terrible. One of the coolest things service industry people have, however, is the deep brotherhood vibe we have for one another. The beers after work taste better with the people you were just fighting in the weeds with. So true. I've been a huge fan of the streams and haven't missed a single one over the past couple years, which means he's listened to a great deal of them too. He's very stoic, and I was surprised when he mentioned money, many things he's learned from you. I expressed gratitude for it. He was really happy to hear how you were receiving analog super chats and your new appreciation for the post office. Yeah, I love the post office. He has been saying for a while that he will write in and tell you about his new screenplay, Mailman. As frustrating and insane as his job can be, it gives him a story to tell, and he is confident in the honest hard work he puts in every day. I love mailmen. Regardless of the color of his collar, he's been working. Dude, a lot of white collar people are about to be no collar, if you know what I'm saying. He's been working overtime every day this holiday season with almost no days off and said it would be all right for me to write in time to send with Christmas card. He heard about the potential sitcom you and Vox may be getting into in the future and would love to share his work with you if and when appropriate. He would love to be verified as Mailman Bear. Welcome, Mailman Bear. Thank you for speaking truth every day. It is more important than we could ever express. Much love to you, Amy, Wally, Charlie, and baby number 3. P.S. Mailman are cooler than you think. Oh, I know. Hang on. Do you see the ducks? Check these out. Hey, guys. Just the other day, he got punched in the ear by a drunk construction worker, and dogs do chase him. Love, Doodle Bear and Mailman Bear. That was very sweet. I think we're going to close on that one. Kyneton, let's release the... I don't even know if Cod's here. Let me release the lemons. And we don't need to release the lemons. We do it because we want you guys to get the lemons. When you guys give me lemons, crushing, thank you. Thank you all the people that have sent lemons in. It still isn't completely clear to me what the lemons are, but we can convert them into money and then pay for stuff. Let me play the Bike Thief video last time, and then that'll do it. Let's release the lemons. I can release the lemons, guys, and Bear, don't worry about it. Is trying to find a bike to steal. No one ever thinks about the... Oh! Look at that bike. That guy's going to work. Look at that bike owner. Ah, too fast. Too fast. Oh, man. I need better high tops. Say what? Say what? What's that say on that bike? That's a tasty looking bike. Free? Well, that's no fun. How am I supposed to steal a free bike? I'm a bike thief. Say what? Should I? Could I? I mean, I'm a fan of Joe Rogan. But... Yay! To jail. Rainy Day Bike Thievery by Made by Jim Bob. Alright, final thing. Kind of Bear just sent me that someone in the chat said, I saw a grandmother cracking up at the JFK sketch in the doctor's office today out of nowhere. Yeah, dude, support creators, real creators. Mountain Bear, who got his most recent Bike Thief video pulled down by the Small Hats. They're annoying. Who cares? It's gotten seen and listened to by hundreds of thousands of people already. How about that to blow your mind? But subscribe here, dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. at Owen Comedy on Twitter, at Owen Comedy on Instagram, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave. Be resilient. I know it gets tiring. You know, Joe Rogan, every video, as soon as you're done with it, it's like, it's like Joe Rogan Experience. That's why he gets millions of views, and it's easy. If you like this good stuff that we're bringing and ladling every day, just follow. And when we have problems, be resilient. I got kicked off YouTube, so now we're here, and this place is way better. Unauthorized.tv, subscribe if you want to send me some gravel for my babble. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Support the local post office because they're good dudes. And a drunk construction worker may punch one of them in the face, and a dog may try and bite off their weens, but they're crushing. And yeah, when you see a video on YouTube that you like of ours, hit the like button, share it, comment. That helps with the algorithms. They're coyotes, guys. They're going after the weak. They're going after carcasses. Don't let them in. They don't like going after people with strong communities or strong will. So don't give it to them. Papa J Bear, I'm not Owen Benjamin V3 on YouTube for quips. I thought you were doing that. You're not doing that anymore? Follow Papa J Bear. He's always jumping around, though. I never know which one to do. Again, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. We have new cups. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Much love and have a wonderful